Finding quality and affordable childcare is mission impossible for many families. The new chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, Patty Murray, says a lack of childcare cost the nation $122 billion last year in lost wages, productivity, and tax revenue.
In fact, a new study found one in four parents reported being forced to leave their job because of trouble getting the childcare that they need. Think about that. One in four parents are leaving their jobs because of this. If that's not a crisis, I don't know what is.
It's a struggle Angelica Maria Gonzalez knows well. She's a mother of five who said she has 17 years of experience struggling with childcare.
When I have needed childcare to put a roof over my children's head and food on the table, I have not been able to afford it nor find it. I have gotten amazing positions that could have changed the position of our family, and I've had to turn down those positions because I could not get childcare. I have been in the position of looking for childcare and not being able to find it within a 60-mile radius. I have picked up extra jobs to be able to afford childcare so that I could keep my main job.
Gonzalez said she went to law school thinking if she became an attorney, maybe childcare wouldn't be such a struggle, but it still is. Gonzalez is Murray's guest at the State of the Union address. Murray is a former preschool teacher herself. In December, she helped secure a $1.8 billion or 30% increase in federal funding for childcare in the government funding bill. The funds will serve an additional 130,000 children nationwide. Murray also fought to provide $39 billion in the pandemic-era American Rescue Plan to help childcare programs weather the COVID crisis, keep their employees on payroll, and continue serving families. She says that funding helped save the childcare sector from collapse. But two major efforts last year related to childcare failed. One was an effort to extend the pandemic-era childcare credit. The other would have limited a family's childcare expenses to no more than 7% of their income. Murray has reintroduced the second measure, as she has every Congress since 2017. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA.